You know, and there's some modern similarities in this as well. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just drift off on a little thought here as well. In 1985, on a pub in Magazine Street in Derry, at this time of the year, in 1985, the guys decided, the patrons decided, we're going to have a fancy dress for Halloween. So off they went, and they got dressed in the local whatever characters. On that very same night in Magazine Street in Derry, there was a bomb scare. The pub was evacuated. The people were pushed out of the pub, up Magazine Street, through the Diamond, and down Shipping Street. There was the first parade in Derry, and they were going from one pub to the next, receiving congratulations from each pub. So you fast forward a few years, and someone has a witty idea, let's have a huge festival at the Guildhall. Now, bear in mind, we're masked. Now, on that particular night, everybody said, you're crazy, you're mad. This is the height of the troubles of the most bloodiest period in recent Irish history. It can't work. Of course it'll work. And on that night, folks, on that night, there was people from the diverse communities right across the city of Derry moving into the centre of Guildhall Square, where they normally would not have been. They were able to move freely. If they were met with anyone at all, it was to compliment them, each other on their appearance. Free movement. So it's sort of like coming in from the other world and being able to move freely. And TripAdvisor marks it as number one Halloween. And I mean, Brazil and Mexico have been doing it for years. But Derry, Londonderry, has got named the top spot. But that was just a wee divergence. Magic, it's just the magic of Halloween.